absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
So the principles of discipleship is what I'm talking to you about this morning. Matthew 28 verse 19. Jesus in his final words to the disciples, he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now I want the whole church to read verse 19 again, and then to the whole church. So you saw the way I read it loud. If you don't read it loud, I'll bring you the microphone so that you read it. One, go. Wait, I can't hear from the back. One, go. Beautiful. Beautiful. Go on. Teaching them to observe. Read along. Amen. Clap your two hands for yourself. Never forget this scripture. These are the last words of Jesus. And the last words of every departing person are more important to him than any other thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what is popularly known as the Great Commission. By a man whose name is called Hanson Taylor. He named this passage the Great Commission. It shows us the great desire of Jesus for souls. Discipleship is the great command of Jesus and not just evangelism. Evangelism is just the first step to making disciples. When we talk about a disciple is from the Greek word matetio. And in Greek, when you hear the word matetio, it means a student or a pupil. A student or a pupil. Somebody who is learning after someone. So every one of us seated here, we are disciples of Jesus. Tell somebody seated by you, you are a student of Jesus. You are a student of Christ.
We are Christians.
That is why in Acts chapter 11 verse 26, the Bible says that when the crowd saw how the disciples or the disciples were behaving, they were behaving like Jesus was dead and gone. When the people observed them and saw that they are behaving like the Jesus who was dead and gone, they nicknamed them Christians. That means Christ-like. Followers of Christ, people who behave like Christ. That is where the name came from. It has never been used in the Bible until people saw the disciples in Antioch behaving like Jesus was. So your behavior can either reflect whether you are a Christian or you are following somebody else. whether you are a student of Christ or you are a student of the world and artists in the world and movie actors in the world or footballers who are popular in the world, your behavior can make people nickname you after somebody you are learning from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you be a Christian. Amen. May you be Christ-like. May the people around you look at you and see Jesus in your lifestyle. Listen to me. We are not interested in gathering people in the church only for them to go to hell. We are not interested in having 1,000 people in church and preparing them for hellfire. We prefer to have only 100 in church and still make it to heaven to 1,000 going to hell. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? So we are not interested in you coming to church on Sunday without character modification. Yes, you cannot change before coming, but you can change after you come. Your dressing may not change before you come, but when you start coming here, gradually we should see a transformation in your dressing. Your manner of talking, your mannerisms, and the way you behave may not change before you come, but when you start being a disciple of Jesus in this church, you are expected to have transformation. Tell the one seated by you, you must change when you come to the church. It's a must. You can't stay here 1 year and your neighborhood folks have not seen a change in your life. Your best friend should be able to know that you have changed. Your parents should be able to look at you and say, something has changed about that. Your brother should look at you and say that Kwesi has changed. If your friends don't see any change in your life, it was better you never came. It was better you never came. Because you are just in church preparing for hell. And let me announce to you, a lot of people in church will go to hell. I'm not the one who said it. Jesus was the one who said it. The judgment will start from the church. And he said two will be in the church. One will be picked and one will be left. That means that for every 100 people, 50 may go to hell. So you are how many on the road? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many of you are going to hell among the 5 here? You are how many? 6. So mon select 3 na moko heaven na 3 na moko hell. Oh, and you mumunye meet is say na mon chete wo me show with him. Amen.
Amen.
Is it not dangerous?
It's dangerous.
Yeah. So that is why the subject of discipleship is very important. Because it is not enough to be a church attendee. You know, some of you make people insult the church. Me, as I'm standing here, nobody has seen me in their house before. Doing something bad to them or something. But because of you, people can insult the church and insult me. I hear it all the time. Meanwhile, the people insulting me, they've not even seen me before talking. Because when I step down from here, I'm like a silent person. I don't even talk. Even greeting, I'm quiet. I pass. Because if you don't even greet well, you are in trouble. But because of some of us, always we put God's name into shame. And so the subject of discipleship is important because it is the only answer to what I'm talking about, the problem I'm talking about in all churches where Christians behave some way. By the close of this month, character changed drastically. See that your amen is even a suspicious one. I said, by the close of this month of discipleship, may your behavior change drastically.
Amen.
Tell somebody you'll be a true disciple. Tell another person, I see you becoming a true Christian. Clap your two hands together. Do it better. So go and make disciples of all nations. Does not end in evangelism. Evangelism is just to invite the person. The real work is the discipleship. So what Jesus meant was that gather people and train them to become like me. That's why you see the picture. Put the picture on the screen, the design. You see hands that have been held together. It's a concept that means learning after Christ. We are praying together. We are learning the word of God. So that our behavior will change. So discipleship is the great command of Jesus. We, the children of God, we have received this special task of making disciples. The work of making disciples started from Jesus and was given to the disciples. And now the disciples are responsible to make other people around them disciples.
Tell the one
by you, you are responsible to make others disciples. You are responsible for that. You are responsible for that. You must make others in your workplace disciples. Jesus has finished his work. Your pastor cannot come to your workplace and make people disciples.
I
cannot come to your school and make people disciples for you. But heaven is counting on you and I, that people will come to know Jesus and become serious Christians because of you. Wave your right hand and say, Lord, help me. And listen, if even you are a newcomer, you are still part of what I'm talking about. Because the Samaritan woman, the day she met Jesus, Bible says that in the matter of 2 to 3 hours, she went to her town and brought a lot of people from her town to Jesus. So you don't need 1 year of Bible school. You don't need to be in this church for 1 year before you start reaching out to others. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? If you are going to say, I hear you. Or say, I hear you. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Work on his mic. His mic is making noise. Sound, please. Work on his mic. There's some boom, boom. Sorry about that. All right. So now let's go down to business. Luke 24:48. He said, and you are witnesses of these things. You are witnesses of these things. In Acts 1:8 also, he said that, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be witnesses of me. You will be witnesses of me. So Jesus told the disciples and the Christians of those days that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it will make you become a witness. You also share the gospel and make disciples.
Now,
God God cannot make people disciples. Angels cannot make that brother a disciple. God has connected their salvation to me and to you. If Kwame will go to heaven, an angel cannot help him. Another brother must talk to Kwame. Another sister must talk to Kwesi. That is how God has made it. That is why in Acts chapter 10 verse 5, when Cornelius was doing so much good things, giving to people, praying every day, then an angel came from heaven. And the angel told him, Cornelius, your prayers and your givings have caught the attention of God. But you will still make it to hell. You will still not be saved. If you want to be saved, go and look for a man called Simon. He's in the next town. So that he will come and tell you what you have to do. That means that going to the orphanages and giving gifts and being good does not secure heaven for anybody. Only Jesus Christ can take everybody to heaven. Only Jesus. Not your doing good. I hear people say that, oh, you be people that you go to church, I'm even better than you. Have you ever heard that statement before?
What is that?
That is Acts chapter 10. It's a lie. Tell somebody it's a lie. They are never better than any Christian. Because in the eyes of God, their holiness and their righteousness is filthy rags. It is only in Christ that whatever you do finds relevance in their sight. It's only in Christ. They can give their body to be bent. They can do good. They can feed the poor. They can do everything better than a Christian in the church. But they are not righteous. They are not more righteous than a Christian, because righteousness is not by actions. Righteousness is a state. And that state is when Jesus comes into your life. Then you are called righteous. Without Jesus, you are a sinner practicing good deeds.
Why
is it, Pastor? It is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He says that he made him who knew no sin to become sin, so that you and I will become the righteousness of God. So we didn't have to do any good thing to become righteous. It is first and foremost a makeup. We were made righteous in the spirit. Instant. So that now any good things I do will record in heaven. So after you become a Christian, you can now do those good things and they will make sense in heaven. But without being a Christian or being born again, when you do good things, it's a waste of money, waste of time. It will not record in heaven.
Are you getting it? What's
your
say?
Yeah. So don't let them deceive you that they are more righteous than you. Oh yes.
Amen.
Maybe you have done one or two mistakes. When you ask Jesus to forgive you, he washes you. When they want forgiveness, they will not be washed. They will face hellfire and your sins will be forgiven, because you are in Christ. That's the difference. Because you are in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we must make them disciples. You must make them disciples. When you leave this place, you are going to look for who you are making your disciple, or you are making the disciple of Jesus. Who is your disciple? Which disciple have you given Jesus? As I'm speaking to you now, start thinking, do I have people that I am working on for Jesus? Do I have people who come to church every Sunday because of me? If you are like that, you have started what I'm talking about. You are making disciples. But if you don't have anybody, you keep teaching the word of God, you keep bringing to church Sunday after Sunday, then you are missing the all-important work Jesus has given you. May you be a discipler.
Amen.
Your amen didn't come. May you be a discipler. Amen. This month, may you have 3 disciples. Amen. I said, may you have 3 disciples. Amen. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So after converting someone to Christ, you have the responsibility to help him to grow in Jesus Christ. When someone becomes born again, he has become a newborn baby. We don't give birth to old people. We give birth to babies. And as it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. So when you get someone saved, like last week, we got someone saved. In the spirit, the person is a baby. In the spirit. Now the person needs to grow up. Babies wee on themselves. Babies poo on themselves. Babies cry and make noise at any time. Babies don't have understanding that the food is hot. They want it. When you get someone born again, they also don't have understanding of spirituality. They also need to grow. They also make some mistakes. Like babies who poo-poo and who wee-wee on themselves. You see that the soul that you brought, the following week now, you go and meet him drinking some alcohol somewhere. It's a baby that is wee-wee. It's a baby that is just poo-pooing on himself. He doesn't even know the difference. That, oh, now I'm a Christian. I have to stop womanizing. You become born again. Next week, you go and meet a girl in his room. Have you seen people like that before? They are just spiritual babies. They don't understand what they are doing. Amen.
Amen.
And that is why they have to be trained. That's why they have to be disciples. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, as newborn babies,
some of them
desire the milk of the word of God. So they are babies. Hebrews 5 verse 13 says, for everyone who partakes of milk, he's unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. They don't have understanding.
What do you mean they are here in Christ?
They think it's normal to smoke and still come to church.
What did you say? Normal, so we no tamping was about as a fool. Sorry.
They think it's normal to lie and still
come to church.
They think it's normal to be staying with a man and be having sex and still come to church. Because they are babies. Somebody need to teach them.
I was saying, "Obi church here."
Somebody need to grow them.
I was saying, "Obi poor."
May you be that person who will grow others for Jesus.
Yes.
Those at the back respond with an amen. So, as a newborn baby is not left alone to feed and care for himself, a baby left alone will die. So also a spiritual baby left alone will die. You wonder why you can bring 100 people to church and then afterwards you don't see them again. The reason is because they died.
But then in the one,
you gave birth to them on that day, but you didn't continue to feed them, so they died spiritually. They are backslidden. That means they are dead spiritually. You see that only 3 survived. Only 2 survived. They can still be seen. The day you came to the church, you were not the only person who came here. The day you heard me preach and you surrendered your life to Jesus, you were not the only person. The others who came on that day, they cannot be found again because they died spiritually. Because they died spiritually. And listen to me. See the me. Fact that you have come together as a group does not mean all of you will survive. Some of you will backslide, but some will be only 1 person or 2 people. They will survive. Because not many people will go to heaven. Jesus said it, I did it. So that 1 person or those 2 people, may it be you. If Jesus comes today and only one of us will go, may it be you. So don't think that today that you have 10 people, you are passing 10 people to church, So every day you will get those 10 people
to.
Don't be deceived. If you don't pay attention to their spiritual needs, it's like, why won't I fall? Who feed you back, sin back, or no, be fine. The other person will die. So if you pay attention to only one, you leave the other nine, the nine will die. Spiritually, they will backslide. That is why in this church, we divide ourselves into cells and groups. So that pastor may not be able to come to everybody's house to relate with you and to feed you. Aside the general food I'm serving this Sunday morning and then Wednesday evenings. But you have shepherds who are disciples who are helping me to further feed you so that you will not backslide. So the more shepherds we have in the church, the more people we can train and the more people we can save.
Clap your two hands.
Tell somebody by you, be a shepherd in the church. Don't just join the church. Decide that you will join the shepherd school 12:30 every Sunday. Come here. Join that class. I'll teach you to be a discipler. And very soon you'll be busting people to church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So may your souls never backslide in Jesus' name. And if you yourself, you are a new soul here, may you never backslide in Jesus' name. The day Jesus will appear, may you be part of those who are going with him. Wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. So just as parents will spend many years helping their children to grow up and be educated in order to be useful and responsible adults, so must we spend many years to help our souls grow up spiritually and be educated in the things of the Lord.
It is saying here, I will forever born home money, so I'll be sure one mom when they need with me and yes, cool way with me, baby. No,
so that they will be useful to God.
Send a bear, one man, yeah, be a Christian,
strong Christians in the future. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2.
Thessalonica, form me be kind.
The Bible said unto Timothy, he said, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith. So Paul is saying that I sent Timothy to come to you.
Timothy,
to come and establish you. To come and strengthen you. So we must establish the people. You brought them last Sunday, does not mean they're established. You brought them 2 weeks, does not mean they're established in Christ. You brought them 1 month, does not mean they're established in Christ. The day you know they're established in Christ and in the church is when before you wake up, they are here already. They call you that, oh, if I may be foul, so that you, oh, if I may be me, you are sorry, them foul can, Abra. The day they leave you and they come without you checking up on them, that means they have grown. But if
you
are still the one convincing them with the patadiese, with the bravese, with the kabefab, many offering, with the mama offering, many shoe, metal shoe amount, they are babies. That's how babies behave. True or not true? Now, if you are a new person in this church, may you also grow up in Jesus' name. May you grow up in Jesus' name. Refuse to be a baby. Refuse that somebody is checking up on you. Refuse that somebody is the one feeding you every day. Refuse that somebody is the one and I cast on you. You can't be found and I'll buy it. And son, I'll buy it.
Sorry, daddy.
I'm a power and a power and a cow. Oh, share whether I get a fair name. I saw a fair name. I will win money. Sorry. Tend about to strike you as off when a wrong date. In Swat, oh, just an attendant. My show TV is still chrome. Yes, or don't call it Canadian GDPR. That immediately you start thinking. If you are that level, you are baby.
So what's happening? So now we
are friends. And unfortunately, some of you have been in this church for 3 months, but you're still at that level. Help me ask the one seated by you, what level are you?
Maybe
I mean, ask the one by you that you, what level are you? Are you a mature Christian or a baby Christian?
Ask him, who called you to come to church today? Who? If somebody called you to come to church today, I put it to you. You are a baby. If somebody called you. If somebody called you. If somebody said, and then Obi Frau, how?
Obi, how? I said, I'm sorry. We are a Frau Christo.
When you are feeding a baby, you have to. Before the baby will eat. Especially if it's not breast milk. You have to force the child before. So some of you, we have to force you. It will amaze you that there are people who are 7 years old in the church. In fact, they are as old as the church. This church is 7 years old. They are old as the church. But this morning, I called them to come to church. Should I mention their names? Should I mention their names? Should I? Who do you think their name will be?
Why would you say I'm one?
I didn't mention any name. I don't want trouble. But there are people who are 7 years old, but I had to call them. Say, and then me here one pastor. But from today, every new person, if somebody's come to call you, say amen and send me record. Me and me back, men send me record. Me and Casamiba, sorry, my friend is having a record. Me now, I'm coming. I they come. Before I become so organized, I'm coming. My family can't grab. How many of you are going to do that? All of you clap your two hands together. Stop making disciples. You are trying to grow up.
You are
growing up in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So spiritual growth. It's important because this is the only way they will be established and they will be distinguished from evil.
It's
the only way they will know the difference between good and bad. Now everybody listen to me. Do you know that children are in the age, especially very young ones? Of late, we don't give birth to children, we give birth to ancestors. Have you seen that thing?
What was that here, man?
Of late, the kiddies, them they come, you know, them past ancestors. Them be what past? Almost the ancestors. Because I call a kid to Allah, Uche, Adioya. What's that? Najim Webby. Amen.
Amen.
But until a child grows to know the difference between good and evil, he does all together.
Because it's about frapping in room, papa, and
does all together. Doesn't know the difference. A lot of you don't know that there's something wrong with gambling. You don't know. So as I'm talking now, on your phone, you have a gambling app. You have like three. Check the one seated by you. Check his phone. I give you permission. Check his phone.
Check it.
Tell him, let me inspect. If you think I'm lying, surrender your phone.
Check it.
If you think I'm lying, just surrender your phone. Don't think it's only guys who. Now, the ladies, them be what pass.
They say, "Our money so much, such a rough. Our money be."
Those days, unana no no mutu loto, who to bet? You say there's a difference. What a theater? It's what a theater. It's also a lottery. And unana manager. And a ucha then. Remember, manager sports, you know, and a manager aviator. You see, when you are young, when you are a spiritual babe, You argue with me. Oh, Pastor, but there's nothing wrong with it. Oh, Pastor, but come on. This one, I didn't take anybody. I tried my luck.
We tried
my
luck.
And I'm lucky. I'm naturally lucky.
I'm lucky.
You are a babe. You can't distinguish between good and evil. You can't distinguish. But you see, when you make yourself available for teachings, that is when you get to understand some of these things. You know, there are people in the church, they don't see anything wrong with having sex with their boyfriend and girlfriend.
It's
like, we are dating.
Oh, yeah, you jump now.
We are dating. They call it dating. They call fornication dating.
Yeah, chimpana.
So they are in church.
One of us are from them.
But they are having sex.
Yes, one of them won't.
And they feel they have an understanding. It's like
Jesus said, "One want
to have koko." And now, mommy, I dream is so me. It's not just a coin be young konkwa. There, guys, are you listening? There, ladies, are you listening? Listen to me. If you are dating, if you are of age and you are dating, you are dating for marriage. It's not yet marriage. So as a woman, you are not supposed to be cooking for the man. You are not supposed to be washing for the man. You are not supposed to be going to his room, cleaning his room for him. You are not yet a wife. It is not yet your responsibility. As a man, you are not supposed to be fending for the woman. You are not supposed to be giving her money. You are not supposed to be paying her school fees. You are not supposed to be paying her rent. She has no right to tell you that, hey, it's your mommy's car. It's your minya day. Unya day, mommy, no papa, no. Nonsense. But you see, babes in Christ, babies in Christ, they don't know the difference.
One in them,
you don't know. So as I'm talking, you'll be arguing your head. Should I point some people who are arguing their head right now?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've just seen it. Should I point those who are arguing their head? One, two. The Bible says that he that commits fornication sins against his own body. He destroys his own body. And Solomon said he does so because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Now Solomon said, oh yes, I
said, but Pastor, we cannot be dating without testing. You have to test. It's a lie from the devil, amen?
Amen.
That is why a lot of relationships never end up in marriage. One. How many people have you slept with? If testing is what guarantees marriage, how many people have you slept with? You started when you were 12 years old. As of now, you have slept with 36 guys minus one. Minus one. Do you know the one? The one was the one who romanced and didn't enter. That was the one. He romanced you, did he? 36. Now you are in rescue. You are pretending like this. Are you listening to me? Babies don't know the difference. Listen to me. You can date and be holy. You can date without having sex. Joseph and Mary dated without having sex. Jesus' mother, Mary, was a beloved to Joseph. They didn't have sex.
Mary Eli Yosef, not me, beloved.
When
one
God,
of one
God was looking for the holiest woman to plant Jesus in the womb, he looked for Mary, who had never slept with his beloved called Joseph. That is why when Mary was pregnant, Joseph felt cheated. Then he said, I know, make Janu cool. You see, when a man wants to leave you, the tactics are various. See me for another class. I'll teach you steps to break up. The men have different strategies. So Joseph took one of the strategies of men. One of the strategies of men to break up is sudden silence.
And then they say, sudden
silence, which is further broken down to A, missing of calls.
A, they say, offer.
B, responding one WhatsApp after 3 hours.
WhatsApp message, Barco.
See, should I go on? The men are begging. They say brotherhood. Bro, like brotherhood, I have to stop it. So you let the brotherhood continue. So Joseph took that strategy. He said, I'll implement this strategy. Then that night, Angel Gabriel appeared to him in a dream. Then he told him that, do not continue with this strategy you have taken. For the girl in question, the baby in the womb is not from another man. The baby in the womb is from
him.
But please, after that one, it has not happened again. So don't let anybody tell you that story again. Only one Mary was. So your beloved shouldn't tell you that too. Once she's pregnant and you know that nothing happens, not you. Neither is it God. Are you listening? Then Jesus was born from this beloved of Joseph. After they gave birth, then they got married. Then they started having other children, like Jude and James. The one who wrote the book of James. He is the junior brother of Jesus, but not same father. His father is heaven, and James' father is Joseph. But same manner. I get what I'm saying. So tell somebody by you that you can date without fornicating. It's possible. Listen. When I got married to my wife, I got married to her. She was a virgin.
Don't worry me. You know you're better than that.
Amen.
Amen.
I married a virgin. You guys, I didn't sleep with her. But I picked her from rescue, this church. I didn't sleep with her. So you two, you can date without having sex. But you see, when we say it, the babies.
My friend, one woman
who say, "Nah, this one, you know, we true, you know, impossible. This one, yeah, you know, impossible. I go fit dead, there, you know, go do anything. Now you're athlete. You are a baby.
We have a friend.
You are a baby. You are still pooping on yourself.
You are
still weeing on yourself.
If
it is a good thing, why don't you come to church and say praise God? Today, me and my beloved, we enjoy." Why are you hiding it? Because it's a wee-wee and a poo-poo. It's a shameful thing you have done. Listen, should I show you how to catch beloveds in the church who are having sex? Should I tell you how you catch them? If you want to catch them, number one, check the times you see them in town. They are mostly walking around 11. 11, 12, 11. You normally see them walking together 11, 12, late night in the area. Two, when they are coming to church, they don't work together. They never work together. One will enter first. Then the other person will stand down there intentionally buying water. So that they, listen, I've been a pastor. Should I tell you how many years I've been a pastor? So I mean, when I'm standing here, then I see the formula you entered in, I know you are a fornicator. I just know it because they are ashamed of what they do secretly.
So when they are coming to the presence of God, they see themselves as sinners. So they don't want to come together. They don't want to sit together. One will sit at like left wing. Then the other person will play right wing. And if it is not that you really know them, you can never know that they are connected. I tell you for free, they are fornicators. Meanwhile, they come to rescue or they come to a church. They belong to church. But you see those who boldly come to church and you see them talking, they are not shy. They come and sit down, they are chatting, pastor is preaching, you see, they feel free in their spirit. They feel free. You can know that these people, they have not sinned. These people, they have not sinned. They have not eaten the forbidden fruit. Amen.
Amen.
From today, may you grow up spiritually. May you increase spiritually. And may your understanding of spiritual things appreciate. So that you don't argue over things that are not Christian. Things that are shameful. Then you are covering it. Then you are angry about it. The Bible says, ask the one by you, are you a baby or you are matured in the Lord? From today, you are going to begin to prove it. Amen. You are going to work it out. Amen. And amazingly, oh yeah, if I clap and do that better. You know what the Bible said in Hebrews 5, verse 14? I'm closing with that. Now listen, I want you to read this scripture. I'm just using it to support what I just said. You know, I have times where I teach on relationship. That, you know, people wonder why this church, we're always married. We're always married, but I have time for some things. I teach on everything. But I don't have that time, so I can't teach you deeply. But I just want you to understand that there are hard things that children don't understand. And these are the examples I've made. People say they'll fight with you. Gambling, smoking, drinking, fornication. They'll fight with you. They'll argue with you. Okay, show me. Okay. Everybody read it. If you are not reading, you are the number one suspect here. Because already, you know, preaching and casting, say they wash the moon away. You know, they're trying to stagger. I'm out. So read it. Smile. Intentionally smile. The one who smiles the most, you are holy. Last scripture. We'll be leaving. Next week, we'll start early. Then we can go deeper. Hebrews 5 verse 14. So read with a smile, okay? One, go home. Belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Start verse 13. Some are confused, so just read verse 13. Everyone read verse 13. One, go. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Babe. He's a babe. Anybody who is it that children only take milk? They only take milk. What is milk? For God so loved the world. Jesus died for you with all your sins. He paid for you that you are happy. Oh. Then you have forgotten all your abortion. You are very excited. It's milk. That's why I preach it on crusade grounds and like a day like last week. So I'll preach it and it's so soft and smooth and it gives hope to the hopeless. That one, it is milk. because they don't have teeth. They can't accept it. If they come right, I say, stop the masturbation, stop the pornography.
Oh, see, have you?
I'm sorry, Benny. You better. Oh, see, have you? So, you see that when they came last week, we had to make them happy. We're dancing for them. We're rapping for them. I am happy that Jesus down the cross. Hey! And they expect because they are babes.
That's one of your friends.
You know? Babies, when you are playing with a child, no matter how old you are, if you want to communicate with a child, what do? You play. Even with your gray hair, you end up doing this. So that the child will be happy. But people who have grown in the Lord, they like worship songs, cool songs. Like they don't like giddy giddy giddy. But people who are babies, the number one song they like. I see what I'm talking about. So, as a church, those things, we mix it up. Have you seen a mother feeding the baby before? All the strategy you use to feed the child, you use it. So all the strategy we use to save them, no winning thing, nyamimu. Now if you know, yeah, mom, your mother, this is the master team. Once I'm the warm, kakra. We must say, J.
Am I in the right place?
May then you are at once or say the Sophia study them. They say they be an a handmo boss who are boiling. 1, 2, 1 on baby. So we mix it. No, this church, they are very noisy. It's a strategy. You can't win young people like that with hymns.
The hymns, not the chip of that.
True or not true?
True.
The Bible says that they that are babes,
1 hour of fra,
they cannot take milk. They cannot take solid food. They only take milk. Soft. Noble. But they that are old,
when I went in,
you see them breaking solid food. Cancel. Boom. Breaking. Cacao. Any child, any babe you see breaking bone is an ancestor. Won't it be surprising that your baby, 3 months, then you know that he has existed before. So he knows everything on it. Amen. But the Bible says that they that eat solid food, that stop pornographic addiction. And they listen and they are ready to do it. They are growing up. Don't sleep with somebody's husband. And they accept it. That I cannot date somebody's husband. I cannot do that.
To me,
it's the same. My pastor's for me. Only people who are married who propose to me. Me too, I'm growing. You are a babe. You see, you can't accept it. It's too hard. It's too hard. It's too hard. You can't accept it. You can't accept it. You can't. Only accept when I tell you that Christ has paid all your sins. So, Udi Boni Kranya Mihu, as I say, yes, you cheer you now. See, you're happy, you're smiling. Because you are paid. So, discipleship is the master way by which we grow the souls. And you as a new soul, if you don't give yourself to discipleship, that's when we come to the church, we say when we close, come and sit here. The things we teach you here is what is growing you up.
So when we close church, we say all the new people go and sit there.
Because
you have to go through discipleship class, then we give you certificate as a member of the church. Then we baptize you. And you do your graduation here. That you are now growing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. From today,
if you know,
take this with me. If you are here and you are a new person, and you are part of those we brought within this season, or you are here and you realize that the things I'm talking about, you are struggling with them. It's a sign that you are a baby. And you cannot handle solid food. Only the fundamentals, the beginning. They are the only things you can accept. I want you to start doing this, reading your Bible on your own. Don't read from Matthew. Don't go to Genesis. Go to what book? What book?
John.
What book?
John.
You see, so there are people who have trained. So they remember when they came, what that made them read. Read the book of John. So everybody here who want to grow, some of you been in the church for 5 years, but you were babe, go and start it. Read the book of John.
Can you honey as empa?
From John chapter 1. Every day read half of the chapter. If you have more time, read one chapter a day. From the book of John, tell everybody who is connected to us who is not around. John chapter 1. Chapter 2, chapter 3. Trust me, if you are able to finish the book of John, you will know a lot of things about Christianity. About Jesus. How he was born. Who he is. Who he was before he came. How he died. His miracles and stories. And you start growing. Then give yourself to the vault. You saw a young lady reading something before we started
praying.
Voice of Rescue devotionals. They are devotionals that are made from my messages. And they are for daily devotion. Everybody reads it. It comes on the WhatsApp
page.
So if you are not on the WhatsApp page, as soon as we close,
when you WhatsApp page,
see your shepherd. Or see Pastor Jonah, or see any leader in the church. We'll put you on the shepherd's page. On the church page. Then you will be getting it every morning. You use it for your devotion. Trust me, you know a lot of things. And the more you are feeding, you will grow up. Acts 20:32. He says, I commend you, like what I'm doing, I'm commending you to the word of God, which is able to grow you up and make you strong.
Until
you will not grow up and be strong if you don't read the Bible. If you don't come to church every day to listen to the word
of God,
don't let them chase you. Don't let them look for you. Run to the church every day. Every week. Wednesdays, you are here. Sundays, you are here. And see how you grow in the spirit. See how you become strong. You overcome the enemy. That I write unto you, young people. For you know the law, you know the word, and you have overcome the devil, for you are strong. When you know the word, you will become strong. Nobody can bully you again. Nobody can bully you again. Nobody can bully you again. And make sure you add prayer. Make sure you have daily prayer time. Just 15 minutes. It's okay for a baby. The more you are growing the Lord, you start increasing it. Don't leave your home without prayer. Never leave your home without prayer. Please, are you getting what I'm saying? Never leave your home without prayer. The word and prayer. These are the two keys I'll give to any new person here. Later, I'm doing a series. What I've started is just introduction. I'll go deep into all these things. But in case
you go this week without hearing what I have taught. I'm not cutting there. That's why I'm giving you a hint. Make sure you have 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or 45 minutes, or 1 hour, depending on your level of prayer every day. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. 1 hour day, every day. 45 minutes, 1 hour. Oh, a newcomer, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, you should be able to. Every day. You can pray in your car, you can pray in your house, you can pray in your bedroom, you can pray in the bus. And the word of God. If you can do this too, you will grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow, if you want to grow,
spiritual growth,
if you want to grow, hallelujah, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day, read if you want to grow.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.